Hello, well, I thought I'd do the audio more. I forgot to do it yesterday, but never mind. It doesn't matter too much because I've done most days anyway. So, first of all, before I tell you about anything else, I'm going to tell you about a cool app I've just got for the iPhone. And I heard about this app yesterday when I was tuned into Terry and Tracy's show on the Phoenix because Terry was on about it. And it sounded cool, so I decided I'd get the app too. Anyway, obviously, it's an iPhone app, and it's called Stream to Me. And what it lets you do is it lets you stream music on your iPhone that you've got on your computer. When you're near your computer at home. Well, there is a way you can do it when you're not. Apparently, it takes a bit more setting up, but I've just set up the normal way where you can do it at home. It's a cool idea because I have music on the iPod Touch, but I don't bother putting music on the phone because I've got a 16 gig one. But it means now when I'm at home and I've got my computer on, I've got the choice of being able to listen to about 180 gigs of music, which is very cool. So what you have to do is you download, when you go and search for Stream to Me in the App Store, and then if you go into the information about the app, it will give you a website address where you have to download the computer bit of the app called Serve to Me. So you get that for your computer. You get the Stream to Me app installed. It's something like $2.49 or $2.99. I can't remember. £2 something it cost. So you get that installed, get the app installed. And then while you're doing that, you can be installing the Serve to Me app on your computer. There's a Windows version and a Mac version. I've got the Windows version at the minute. Hopefully the Mac version will work with VoiceOver. I don't know. I haven't tried it, but the Windows one seems all right. And you then browse, I think you can type in a name of a folder or whatever, like manually, but I just browsed for mine. So you browse in the normal way. There's a button. I don't think it's called browse. It's called something else. I can't remember, but there's a button where you browse for folders in the normal way that you'd browse for something to upload to somewhere. So I went to my Elements Drive and I went to Music. Because that's what I want to... Apparently, you can do videos and that as well. I went to Music, and then I pressed Open. So that added... It added that folder into the Save to Me program on the computer. And then when you open Stream to Me, it'll come up. Mine said Amanda PC. And then you go into that. You go into Music, and you can search by album or artist or... composer or anything. I went by album, and it actually showed all my folders, like compilation albums, download, and all the other different albums I've got in order. Like, it came up with me folders within that I shared on the computer, and you just go into whatever song you want and you play it. You've got a choice, because it's its own player. You can just play single tracks, you can just play it continuously, so that when you play one track on an album, whatever one you start on, it would just go straight to the next one. Or you can play folders on shuffle. I don't know how you'd get the whole lot to go on shuffle. That'd be quite cool. But I figured out how to get individual folders to play on shuffle. And it's so you can play it whatever way you want, and it is absolutely brilliant. I'm so glad I've got this app. It's cool. And I got it working in no time at all. It's dead easy to set it up. I thought I'd tell you about that. Apart from that, last night it was choir and the buskers night. Choir was at the new venue now. We now practice at the function room at the Coachman's, which is better because it's a bigger room. Because there's nearly 60 of us now, so it was kind of a bit squashed in that other room at this school. So that went well. We had an AGM the first half, and then in the second half we did Daydream Believer and Ben. The concert's going to be in 3 weeks' time, 3 weeks tonight, so I'm looking forward to that. And then After that, it was the Buskers night. It was a good night. We played and sang a lot of songs. I had my mandolin lesson today and we're working on the second part of The Entertainer, and we did a few other things. Athol Highlanders, Rolling in My Sweet Baby's Arms, all sorts really. So it was a good lesson. So that is what I've been up to. So I'll post this. I'll say bye for now and hopefully I'll remember to post again tomorrow. At least I made a better job of all the other audio more type things I tried to do. Well, last June I did half of it or something. And then I tried to do Marching On and managed 2 days, not even 2 days in a row. So, I mean, I know I've forgotten a couple of days, but generally I've been doing quite well with this audio more. So I'll pause this and bye for now.